So how was that for you, Daniel?
Absolutely a fantastic day for me. I have I was second in the World Cup with a horse which I never rode before. It's the first show. I had a good first round. The time was really tight for me. I was just in time. But I must say, I had a very good jump off for my feeling, and a little bit unlucky that Marco beat me, but it's okay. Like I said, really happy with that, with the performance of the horse, and going to try again next time.
And how did you come to be here competing on the horse? Because I understand it's the first time that horse has ridden here at Olympia.
Absolutely. The horse is owned by my boss, Stefan Conter, already for maybe 2 months around. And we had another Stefex rider, Petronella Anderson, who rode that horse already a couple of times in two-star competitions. As one of my horses got injured last week, I needed a horse to jump big classes this week. We tried it Tuesday morning. It jumped all right, and we thought, give it a try.
Excellent. And you've obviously pre-qualified for next year's World Cup as the reigning champion. But how important is it to you as a rider to keep competing and keep up with your fellow competitors?
It's very important, I must say. It's first of all for your mind. It's very good to know where you stand if you're at the same level than the other ones. The other thing is also, like, I'm trying to get a few new horses anyway to compete at the Grand Prix level. So for me, it's good that I can ride World Cups and I don't have to ride my best horse. So anyway, I don't know exactly which horse I will ride in the World Cup final. All the horses you can jump in the World Cup final have to jump a qualifier before. So for me, it's quite important to try a couple of horses in the World Cups in a moment.
And how does Olympia rate as a show of all the different World Cup competitions that you jump in? How does Olympia rate? Is it as popular among the riders as we're led to believe?
Yeah, absolutely. The whole show, World Cup or no World Cup, is fantastic. It's super atmosphere already on Thursday afternoon for the first class till Monday evening. That's so special. A lot of shows, the first days is a little bit empty and you have one good day. Olympia is really 5 good days with good atmosphere. That's at the end why I decided to not stay at home, take just an unexperienced or a new horse for me and just go to the show, because people or the riders like to be here.
And what are your immediate plans for the immediate future? Obviously, we have a Christmas break, but then what will you be doing in the new year?
Yeah, the break is not too long. We have actually just the first week in January, we have a break. From there, we go to Basel, Leipzig, Zurich. I have a little less shows in February, but for the rest, there's a show every weekend.